B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
NCAA has made the decision to cancel the men's and women's tournament. What's your reaction?
I'm not sure there was any other reasonable choice, Reese. I mean, we've discussed this throughout the day, including this morning at 9 o'clock on the ACC network, that this is a pandemic. And this is about slowing the spread of this and about flattening the curve of this. And the NCAA has no other choice but to be a responsible global citizen here. No other choice. And so I think all of us that have been discussing this last night and throughout the day today agreed that this was inevitable.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios. 617-779-0985. That's Jay Billis talking about the cancellation of the NCAA tournament. Hardy, you asked why would they cancel versus postpone?
Right. There was a question posed to us yesterday when McCone and I were here. I heard Felger Maz discuss it a little bit. You know, why not just hold off for a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Let's see, we're just going to postpone. You know, the April Madness, right? Yeah, not March Madness, April Madness, or just put it off for, like, if the NBA and the NHL are going to postpone by maybe only as little as 3 weeks, some people are hoping, then why not just, you know, just pick it up 3 weeks from now? Cancel all the conference tournaments, name your winners now, and hit the ground running April 9th instead. Why not do that?
I can think of like 10 reasons. Well, when you just start rifling through them?
Sure.
One, there are 68 teams you now have to coordinate. That's 68 teams that need to fly, 68 teams that have travel, 68 teams full of student athletes that are probably at universities that have either been sent home or...
That's the one. That's the big one. Like you've ended classes, like you've been sent home. You can't come together as a team and practice. You know, like, you know, teams canceling their spring football games. You can't practice.
Exactly.
How are you going to go out and play?
68 teams level? That haven't been together, haven't been attending school, 68 teams that have to go somewhere else to do it in a number of different venues that have to now be coordinated and the dates changed. Venues that are not controlled, in some cases, by individual institutions that are in the event.
Yeah.
The Celtics have a pretty... good say over what happens at the Garden. The Bruins have the ultimate say over what happens at TD Garden. These basketball teams don't. They don't own the buildings. Some of them are hosted by school. I mean, everyone has a host team, but most of the buildings these games are played in are not owned by universities that are involved.
And it's pretty bold by the NCAA because they make 90% of their money every year on this tournament. They don't control the bowl games. Like, it's out of their hands.
The other obvious and glaring one is these guys aren't employees. They don't work for the schools. The schools can't tell them, hey, you got to be available the end of April into May. Sorry, I had other plans. I don't work for you.
Oh, they can pull your scholarship if you don't show up.
Oh, you know what? We were going to shoot for April. It ended up being May. Into the end of May, maybe the start of June. Yeah, I'm not a student athlete anymore at that point. In fact, for the really good, the small percentage of players that will go on to play professionally, they say, yeah, I had other plans. I'm getting ready for the NBA draft, or I'm getting ready to go play overseas. And, yeah, that's going to be how I, you know, have an income in the coming years. So, peace. I just think there's way more to it in terms of the logistics with the NCAA and 68 teams in the men's tournament alone that it's damn near impossible to shift that thing by a month or more. And so they realized that they're not going to be able to do it. It either happens when it's scheduled or it doesn't. And they erred on the side of what is obvious. They're not going to be able to pull that thing together and get everyone back in place to do it.
That's it. You're not talking about, you know, in professional sports, less than half the number of teams that are involved. That's one thing, but access to the buildings, and it may be a small percentage, but it would impact the tournament in a huge way if some guys were saying, I'm not playing in this now. I'm supposed to be getting ready for the draft or getting ready for my team or getting ready for what I'm going to do next. What are we doing?
I'm going to get a job. I'm going to grad school. Whatever the hell it might be,
right.
These guys have lives that are not dependent on playing in college basketball games. Whereas in the NBA, you saw Adam Silver say as part of the team rules, the players for each individual team have to stay in the city where their team is. They've all been ordered to stay. You know why they can do that? Because they pay them millions of dollars every year. You do as your employer tells you to do. Hey, yeah, check in with us once a day on the phone as we pay you and still continue to directly deposit all that cash into your bank every couple of weeks. Okay? Yeah, no problem, boss. Happy to oblige. Like, I'll be at home. Yeah, do X, Y, and Z in your home gym while we're not together. Okay? Yeah, cool, no problem. You don't control the lives of student athletes the way you do professional athletes. You just can't. So that's why there won't be any April madness or May madness.
April showers.
Just March sadness. That's all it is.
March sadness.
That's what it will be. I saw that report that Kansas had withdrawn.
Yeah.
And then it was like sort of erroneous.
Yeah, and then they did, and Duke did, and then you know, the team started to withdraw, you know, from the tournament.
Asked about it. Did you see what happened when they started asking the schools? Like, oh, you withdrew? And they're like, no, we shut down our whole athletic program. It's over. Yeah. Like, no, we didn't have to withdraw individually. Yeah. We're not doing this.
I feel bad for like the 11, 12, 13 seeds, you know, those teams that get in that, you know, have a hell of a year and went on some sort of great run, play their way into the tournament that may end up having a shot to pull the upset. That was the cool thing about the tournament and how those venues, you know, granted they wouldn't have the home court, but the arena would turn for all those, you know, the lower seeds because, oh, we got an upset in the making here. Those were fun. Well, I felt bad for those teams or, you know, look at teams like Harvard. You know, you beat Yale, and then all of a sudden Yale ends up winning. They advance, but hey, there's no tournament, so nothing to bitch about anymore.
Jake in Boston, go ahead, Jake.
Guys, there's only one story here if you guys want to keep the show going, and that's the Brady decision. As long as it's imminent, You can't cower behind this for Bob Kraft's sake. If they delay free agency for a month,
if you listen to our show at all, like all we do is talk Brady. Like,
No, that's what it's been for the last 2 months. It should continue. That's the only piece of normalcy we're going to have here. And before I get a lecture about sports versus life, Tom Brady and the 2001 Patriots were a big part of this region's psychological recovery from 9/11. And by the way, talking about
I see what you're going here. Like Brady's got to come back to make Boston feel
better. If you have all these dead bodies piling up, how many Super Bowl 49 and 51 references are going to be in that obit? You know, this is completely beyond the realm of like one person and one decision. This is Tom Brady's impact on this entire region.
So Brady has to come back.
Yeah.
So that we can psychologically recover from coronavirus.
What's that guy's name again?
Jake.
From
Boston.
State Farm. Okay.
He's the one that told you, I think yesterday, he was going to launch a class action lawsuit against the NCAA.
Yes.
He has both master's tickets, no good anymore, and NCAA Final Four tickets.
Was that him?
That's him. He calls us all the time. Yeah. He goes from 0 to 60 real quick.
He must be fun to be around at home, huh?
But he's saying it's part of the psychological recovery of the region that Brady must stay.
Imagine if like say we end up doing shows from home next week, and you know, say
you understand this is also not an issue of bodies piling up in the streets. This particular you know, health crisis that we're dealing with now.
It isn't Italy.
It isn't
Iran. Do you see the graves in Iran they're digging?
It is more about the overwhelming of the healthcare system than it is the actual threat to having bodies piling up in the streets.
Don't take it literally. They're not literally going to be piled up in the streets.
Well, what are you talking about in Iran and Italy?
That there are huge numbers of deaths.
Yes. How many deaths are there in Italy? Like 1,000?
I think over 1,000 now.
Yeah. It is definitely something that needs to be watched and contained and dealt with. But here, and this has been reiterated many, many times, and that the fatality rate on this is greater than the flu, you know, at a minimum, like say 10 times higher than the flu. But lest you think that the main concern here is about healthy people getting this and dying, no, that's not the concern. The concern is otherwise healthy people getting really sick, seeking some kind of treatment, all at once, millions of them all at once. They can't handle it. Use whatever analogy you want. You know, patients piling up at a hospital that is the dam, and at some point that dam breaks and everyone spills over the side, and what gets crushed at the bottom are the other critically ill patients who can't get the care they deserve because all the doctors are dealing with everyone who got sick at once, who could very well and may very well get better on their own, like many people have who have just gone into quarantine after they've been sick, and you just get better. It's not pleasant, but it's not. This isn't an issue of bodies piling up in the streets. This is an issue of containing this so that you don't have half the country's workforce out of work at the same time for an undetermined amount of time. If you close schools and you close sporting events, you do things, you can manage it. You can do it on your own timeline and preferably do it without people getting sick and overwhelming the healthcare system at the same time. It's an issue of containment and management more so than, as Jake said, bodies piling up in the streets. That's alarmist.
No, but when that happens, though, you will have, you know, an untold number of deaths, as you mentioned, for people with other health concerns that are not coronavirus.
It will, it will.
People that otherwise would
domino,
have lived.
It will domino effect and cause more fatalities than what you would have experienced otherwise. But people are treating this like contagion. Like, you get it, you die. No. That's not what this is about. It's about trying to get a handle on this early enough so that it doesn't shut down productivity and a normal way of life for months and months and months to come. It's going to be real hard for a few weeks or a month maybe. But hopefully this will work and that things can get back to normal sooner than much later. The idea being, if you don't do anything, then, man, will there be a disruption that will last for a much longer time.
Do you have something over there, Zoe? You keep
email has arrived.
The email has arrived.
The email's arrived, and I forwarded it to our music guy, Hardy.
From Derek.
And we may have a little something for you on the other side.
All right. Can't wait. We'll do it next.
I love it.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so Zoe got it wrong. You didn't get it. You didn't get anything from Derek.
I saw a downloaded song. Somebody sent an email that says Derek's rap. I took the cheese.
Yeah.
This
no time reading the email.
It's from Tom in Worcester.
So we did get something.
Boom, boom, ba, boom, 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 ba. My name is Derek, and I love the Quench Pills.
Nope. Right. No.
It's not even close.
No.
It's the delivery.
No,
it's
thank you.
Extender.
Nope.
I travel to Nantucket.
No,
I use
no,
the
stop.
Sass Berries.
Stop playing it.
What is he, Tweety Bird now? Hello, I thought it. No, it's Sylvester. No, Tweety Bird. I thought I taught Pussy Tat, right?
Boom, boom, ba.
Oh, white
said,
guy.
He said in his email that he recorded the sessions, and this was all that was left from the Derek sessions. He engineered his latest work, but they parted ways due to our... That's not Derek. And you fell for it, so...
Yeah, my bad. Sorry, peeps. I'm waiting on it, though. As soon as we get it, we'll get it to you. Come on, Derek.
Boom, boom, ba.
No. Frankly, I find it offensive.
Nope.
It makes me want to watch.
Nope.
Sylvester the Cat cartoons.
Tony and Holbrook with a compliment for Hardy. Hi, Tony.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I hope you're all well. Hardy, I just want to congratulate you on filling in the last couple of days. You did an absolutely awesome job, and I congratulate you.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate
and
it.
And also, last thing. What do you guys think, besides this coronavirus thing, do you guys think that Brady, this upcoming Monday, will be extremely, extremely, extremely rich, or it will not go down?
Well, it's already rich. It's going to get richer.
That's your guy. Your caller.
At least I was here.
Hardy's guy.
Unlike you and Tickles over here.
I wanted to come in.
As did I.
You shouldn't have whined about having a sore throat on a text chain.
Never whine again.
Nick is in Baldwinville. Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, just to take a quick pause on today's plague talk. Can you explain why if you go to Plainridge, you can bet on the ponies, but any other sports betting, you have to leave the state? All right, thanks.
No idea. No clue.
I'm not a gambler. I don't know.
No, no. You've been able to bet on horses in the state of Massachusetts forever.
And right. Dogs can't contract the virus, so I'm sure the dog tracks will be.
Because you don't need to be awarded a sports betting license to take bets on horses, and there are no sports books yet legally in Massachusetts. There is no legal sports betting in this state yet.
Except for horse racing, which
has always been available.
Right.
They're not really athletes.
Right. And I'm not sure what the restrictions are on that, Hardy. But, you know, I think part of that has to do with where there were tracks is where you could do it, Plainridge being one of them, right?
Yeah. It's right down the street, man.
I'm guessing those sports betting bills are going to be delayed as well, thanks to the current crisis.
What are people going to do to get the itch, though? That, like, you know, like consistent gambler. You know, I'd live off it. You know, look at Lifshatz and Murray. Like, what are those guys going to do? Like, people are looking forward to it. The NCAA tournament is second beyond the Super Bowl. That is it. Like, that's top two right there, man. It's like canceling a Super Bowl for those guys. Yeah. Get your brackets ready. No bracket challenge.
I mean, you're right, though. It transcended sport. People paid attention to March Madness. That nothing, no other care about sport the whole rest of the year.
Right.
Another hearty compliment from Walter in Fall River. Walter!
I just want to commend Hardy on a great show yesterday. I tuned in, noticed you guys were out, and I honestly thought it was going to suck, but I could not turn it off. Fantastic show. That guy needs his own gig.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Walter.
Golf show coming up. Well, we don't know yet.
That's not what he's referring to. And
what's going on with the golf show now?
I assume we're starting on Sunday, April 7th. Now on Sundays at 7 a.m. on 98.5 The Sports Hub, or April 5th. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? We don't know.
I don't know. It's like Brady said, nobody knows jack squat, right?
The Governor Baker, has put in a ban today on group gatherings of 250 people or more. You know where you can find a group gathering of 250 people or more every single day?
The school cafeteria.
Schools. But those are not banned. That doesn't apply. John's in New Bedford on the schools being open. John.
Gentlemen, a fantastic show. It's a pleasure to be on with you. The politicians do not want to go into this because the teachers' unions are too powerful and the teachers will not work past their 165th day. And that's what it is. They don't want to fight the teachers' union.
I thought about the union implications on this. I have no information or knowledge of it whatsoever. I do know that the teachers' unions tend to be pretty strong, especially in Boston. I have no idea if this is a factor whatsoever.
The schools don't go past June 30th in this state no matter what anyway, so it doesn't matter. They wouldn't be asked to work into those months. June 30th is the last day. If you have 20 snow days, you don't have to make them all up. In fact, there was a dispatch and a conference call this morning with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. They offered a number of fine suggestions, such as staggering recess to slow down the spread of coronavirus. But if you look at even their rules, June 30th is the drop-dead date. So I would say that is rampant speculation on your part.
A little update here in the NFL. The Chargers, L.A. Chargers, have tagged Hunter Henry, which they were expected to do. So he's got franchise tagged, tight end. He's a good player there.
Some league business is happening.
Yeah. Danny Trevathan.
Let's stop
there.
3 years,
$22 million.
Let's stop there for a second. Sure. So Derrick Henry gets tagged.
Yep.
Does that make it more or less likely that Tom Brady would go to Tennessee?
Hunter Henry.
Oh,
Hunter Henry, the tight
sorry.
End. LA Chargers.
I thought you were talking about Derrick Henry and the Titans.
No, but if the Chargers are in play, Is that attractive
far,
for Brady?
That's far less exciting than Hunter Henry.
Well, you got the two big receivers on the outside.
That was sort of expected.
Yeah, but you got you got one of the best tight ends in the league, you know, secured there. So is that attractive for Brady?
Yeah,
you could still play the Brady game there.
Sorry, I screwed that up.
He was a target here, though, right?
Pardon me? But I mean, everyone assumed he was going to get tagged.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was expected to be. Tagged. Yes. Danny Trevathan for the Bears, $21 million for 3 years. What the hell is Van Noy going to get? This guy's like on his fourth deal, man. He was a good player in Denver. He was like a cover linebacker. Now all of a sudden, this guy's making $22 million over 3 years. Jesus.
That's not a ton of money.
Well, I'm saying it's for later in his career. Like, he's already had his big deal. You know, he hit free agency. He left Denver. He was a good player in Denver.
I mean, great linebackers are making like $11 million a year, aren't they?
That's what, about Hightower, yeah. And Van Noy wasn't making that.
So he's 29. He's not yet 30. He's probably still got a couple of good years left.
Yeah.
You know,
he's 30, got some miles on him.
30 years old as a linebacker, man. You've taken a lot of hits.
This is a smaller guy, too.
Robert's in Foxborough. Hey, Robert.
How you doing?
Hi.
Beal, listen.
Yeah.
You're talking about, you know, why isn't Boston Public Schools closing the schools? Now, you know, I'm working at home. My wife's working at home. My kids' schools got canceled. But, I mean, there's a lot of people, if you think demographically, who can't just, like, snap their fingers and be home, right? So maybe Monty Walsh is just buying time. Now, I'm not a Monty Walsh guy. I am not. But I feel like he's doing the social responsibility to give them some time to get their affairs together. What do you think?
I think it's a tough thing to ask, especially like they did in Everett. I don't know how they pull off a 30-day school closure in Everett. I don't know how the families do it. I don't know how the parents do it. But, you know, something's got to give. And decisions have to be made, really hard decisions.
No, we can come up with a lot of reasons to just not do it.
You
know what? There are a lot of kids that rely on the schools for meals. And there's serious consideration that needs to be figured out.
There are a lot of kids who are too young to stay home alone and their parents work every day.
Bingo.
And don't get paid when they don't go to work. What do you do? What's going to be done? How are those kids going to be taken care of without their parents at best losing out on money, quite possibly losing their jobs? I can't come in for 3 weeks. Why? Because my kids' schools are closed. Well, I got to get someone who can come in. So, you know, if you're fired and I got to hire somebody. I mean, these are the things that, you know, are going to be commonplace conversations that have to be had, and none of them are easy.
So I would just ask for everybody, what is the alternative if you just do nothing? What's the alternative? What's that going to look like? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about how long you're going to be at home with your kids if that happens? How many months, weeks you're going to be out of work? Have you thought about the alternative? The alternative is worse. That's what gets lost. Like, oh, what about, you know, work today? Yeah, that's a problem.
It's hard, something
that has to be accounted for. The next 30 days in Everett, that's a problem. I would hate to see 30 days in Everett turn to 6 months because we didn't do anything.
Beetle, it's hard.
Then what?
It's hard to convince people of something that could be versus what they know will be. If I don't show up for work for the next 3 weeks, I'm out of a job. I know that. I don't even have to have the conversation. I've been told before that's what happens around here. As opposed to, if we don't do this, this is what we're pretty sure, according to the science, is going to happen. And I'm with you, and I agree with you. It's a hard conversation, and it's going to be, you'll never convince some people. Yeah, you know, God willing, we get through this and most people end up being safe and healthy. And at the end of it, economically, things rebound. A year from now, 2 years from now, like one of our callers said earlier, we're going to be laughing at this come summertime, like at the overreaction.
I hope
there,
so.
There will be
people, yeah, I'd rather
but there
do that.
Will be people yeah. who will be shaking their heads saying, can you believe we went through all that for nothing?
I hope we do that.
The point is, you go through all that so that there is nothing.
Right.
In a couple of months. That's why you go through it.
Right.
That's why you deal with it now.
And just one quick comment on the guy who seemed to have something against teachers union. I'm not saying he did, but it just sounded like he was getting upset that teachers union is so freaking strong and they can do this. I agree that the teachers union can at oftentimes be frustrating to a parent when you think about, you know, what they do and the things that They have the. Do you have any idea what that job is like?
No.
And if you have kids, then you do. Think about it for a second. Think about having a classroom of 25 to 30 6-year-olds or 7-year-olds that you have to work with and teach, and you're responsible for them learning, and not just their ABCs, but all the social skills that they need and how to behave in civilized society. And you're going to give those people crap about having too strong of a union? Stick to bitching about the baseball union. That's a union you can bitch about. Those guys have too strong of a union. You will not find me saying teachers got it too good. Nope, not me. That job is way too tough and they're way too important for me to bitch about how strong their union is. I won't do it.
It's always exciting to go get like 2 or 3 master's degrees to go ahead.
Well, you know, they're all rich.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The teachers, they're
very wealthy.
They're fabulously wealthy.
Yeah. Of course.
They get their summers off.
And there's one of them.
And there's the example.
Wait, both my parents are teachers. Both my parents are teachers. They do great work.
617-779-0985. Are we going to do the fake promos today? We're good.
I think so. Well,
yeah. Yeah, we got them in. We got them in. Yeah. They're in place. Oh. They're ready to go. We'll do that coming up at 150.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sam and Natick with a thought on the NHL as they postpone their season. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. Great show. I just had a question I thought I heard in a rule in NHL. If the season ends today, whatever team that is currently the high points would be technically the Stanley Cup champions. I don't know if you guys had any
Heard that talked about. I wouldn't do that.
I would not buy that rumor for a second.
No, there was.
I don't believe there's any way the NHL would do that.
No, there was the issue, not to draw comparisons to the Spanish flu, but because of Spanish flu, over 100 years ago, that they had to actually cancel in the middle of the Stanley Cup final. I think it was after game 5 or something. Anyway, one of the Montreal players, I just read all this yesterday. After somebody tweeted it to us, like one of the players from Montreal ended up dying as a result. You know, people were dying over this one a lot, more so than COVID-19. But they just said, okay, no Stanley Cup. Like
yeah.
they were in the cup final with one team.
Right.
Maybe they were tied at 2. I don't know.
What year was it again?
Oh my God. 1918 or something. Right now, they would just, because the Bruins are the points leader, they would just hand them the Stanley Cup and put their names on the cup.
Congratulations. What day would we have
no,
the parade?
They're not going to do that.
When would we have the parade? Yeah.
Well, yeah. The parade would end up being canceled, so it doesn't matter.
You did it. Congratulations.
Yeah. No.
What a series.
You know what I would say in addition to that? I think the players wouldn't even want it.
No, they wouldn't.
You want to carry the cup around? Why? No. Well, we're awarding you the cup because you let in points at the end of the regular season. That's not winning the Stanley Cup. As much as they would like a ring and be able to call themselves Stanley Cup champion, talk about having an asterisk next to your accomplishment. No. Yeah. Even the players wouldn't want that.
So it was the 1919 Stanley Cup with the Montreal Canadiens and the Seattle Metropolitans. And it ended in a 2-2 tie. That's what it did. Seattle took game 1, 7-0. Montreal won game 2, 4-2. It was in a 7-2 win for Seattle and then a 4-3 win for Montreal, and that is where it ended. Tied. But either way, they're not going to do that. They're not going to hand out the cup to a team that didn't actually win it.
39 points. Jesus. And they beat you twice, right? Didn't
Haven't the Red Wings?
Yes, they've had issues with that team for some reason.
Well, they're scrappy, those Red Wings.
What a head scratch.
Hockey town.
Right now, you would have 15% of the season unplayed.
Yeah.
If you were to start with the playoffs, you would have to have it picked up in 3 weeks, pretty much about 3 weeks, to start when the playoffs were scheduled to start. I don't see that happening. So I'm guessing, like, best case scenario is you pick up the NHL season in a month, and you start the playoffs delayed by a week.
Yeah.
If everything goes well, 30 days from now, they're picking it up with the start of the playoffs, and they're going to get it completed as soon as possible. They're playing into, you know, late June, and they're playing on some bad ice, right?
The article
in
The Athletic said, you know, there is reason to believe they would just resume by starting with the playoffs, depending on when this thing ramped up again. That's one way of doing it.
Really, the Bruins will be best equipped for those playoffs because they play on bad ice.
Well, wait a minute.
All the time.
Would you have bad ice because you're not flipping the building like you are, you know, with basketball and all the damn concerts?
Why? Basketball's not coming back?
Concerts and events.
If the NHL's coming back, yeah. So is basketball.
That's true.
But it's not so much about that. It's about the heat.
Yeah.
If you're playing in – try playing games in Tampa. Okay. In the middle of July.
But if you have less events, like other arena events, you know, maybe whether it's concerts.
Those exist no matter what.
Circuits. Maybe you'd be able to keep the building colder. I don't know. Less turnover. That's all. You're right. Yeah, they're playing basketball's back too.
It's really about the heat. It's really about the climate being warmer everywhere.
Humid.
Yeah, it's hard. Hard to keep good ice under those conditions.
And the players would hate it. I get it. But in terms of a level playing field or a level ice surface, both teams have to play on that same ice at the same time.
Yeah.
So you deal with it.
We've done this before.
I mean,
yeah.
And again, the players aren't going to like it, and they're going to bitch about it, and they're going to, you know, ask that everything be done to combat that. But if they have to play longer and later under conditions that aren't as ideal and you got buildings that are better than others, they'd rather do that than not play. I can guarantee you that. If you've got a shot of winning a Stanley Cup, even in a somewhat shortened regular season, but you go through the playoffs and you make it to the Cup, what are they going to do? You know what? Let's not do this. Nah, we can't do it. Ice isn't good enough. They'll play.
Today's takeaways are coming up next. We've got fake promos for you. That's on the way.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, time for today's takeaways. We are doing them. We got some. Brought to you by Waking 180 Weight Loss. Set up a consultation today, give them a call, or check everything out at their 6 locations, or just go to awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, only 5 fake promos today, so we have 2 things to get to, Beetle, before we take care of the fake promos.
Okay.
All right. Pick promo. First being yesterday, neither one of you guys were here, but Dunkin' Donuts still needs love thrown their way. But the Dunkin' Donuts live commercials have really become Scott Zolak's time to shine, and I thought it unfair to not include him yesterday, even though he wasn't here, so... Tried to give it that same Barton Fink feel. Nice. Still give that same Scott Zolak vibe.
Dunkin' has a go-to lineup with great deals on 2 of your favorites, like 2 egg and cheese wake-up wraps for $2.
Oh, I love those.
I know you do, Zo. 2 sausage egg and cheese wake-up wraps, now just $3.
That's $1 more than 2. I don't like that as much.
You can also get 2 bagels with cream cheese spread for $4.
Mmm, cheese.
And also 2 bacon, egg, and cheese croissant for $5.
You bought me one of those ones, Hardy. That's good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. These deals pretty much prove that you can never have too much of a good thing.
That's what she said.
So head to Dunkin' for Dunkin' Go-To's, a great deal for $2, $3, $4, or $5.
$2, $3, $4, $5 sounds like the start of a song.
It does. No substitutions. Exclusions apply. Participation may vary. Must buy 2. America
runs on Dunkin'.
So there you go. People still got their Zoe.
That's pretty good.
Oh.
Did you write that out?
No, I didn't even think about
That's just off the cuff.
Until I started doing it.
Good.
Until I started.
What time was that yesterday?
I think it was like 12:45.
That was the time when you started to lose your mind here.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. It was getting a little giddy. Someone else lost their mind in here earlier today. It was a little episode of something we like to call.
And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
What the hell's Jim Nantz going to do this month? No NCAA games? No Masters?
Oh, he finally gets to put his feet up for a while. Relax.
He works year round. We hang out with Brady and Manning, his house.
I have a little chipping putts at his mini par three there in his backyard.
It's not
Pebble Beach.
You got to think, it's not just the Masters. The NCAA tournament is.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't Listening.
Guilty as charged.
Can you say that?
I missed that. Yeah.
It was a minor one, Beetle.
Yeah.
Minor.
Job, Beetle.
Fake promos. I have no idea what these are going to be. Billy Lanny and Tom Morgan. And Mason Sousa in charge of these this week. I have no idea.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah.
And the brioche bun.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. You just talk about licking fingers like Doritos, chips.
Think about a bucket of chicken.
Like I love buckets of chicken.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Other people have empty Jägermeister bottles on their shelf. Joe Murray's just got empty KFC buckets lining the walls of his den. Yep. Another good soldier up there.
That dude, I bet he could crush a bucket. He could probably crush an entire bucket in like 45 minutes.
Less. 45 minutes?
Less.
What are you, did you say 4 or 5 minutes?
When you eat that chicken, it's not like that chicken's that filling. I mean, it's not.
Oh, they go down like Krispy Kremes.
It's
not
so going to
take them anywhere near 45 minutes.
It's so
minutes.
Good.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I mean, they have a players' championship this, I believe, coming up, right?
I can't imagine they would. I mean,
he had players from all over the world coming. See, that's the thing.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nice. That was crazy.
Very nice.
Players' Championship, by the way, the latest just a few minutes ago, that is canceled. No longer postpone. No talk of a make good. Nope, that's all done.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Choo-choo, want a man of fame, I'm not a man of hate, I'm going to be a Brit. Get back!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Not one of his best.
Get back? Oh, I love Get Back.
Do you?
Oh, I do.
Huh.
I don't care for some of the trippy stuff. People talk about, like...
Is Get Back on Abbey Road? What album was that?
Good question, Beetle. I don't know. I'm not like full blown Beatles guy. I just know that some of the stuff, you know.
Did you say it was the rooftop Beatles?
No, it was on Let It Be.
And the trippier stuff. Revolution number 9 and that crap. You know? This is garbage. They were trying something. They were trying something. I respect them for that, but you don't love all of it. How could you? Unless you're Chachi. Sorry.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Ron. New rules in the NFL. What do you think?
Good morning, guys.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, late 90s model Honda, huh?
Someone said it was a 90s model Honda.
Remember the Hondas that had the automatic
It's rather specific.
Slide up? God, that's annoying.
Yes, the automatic seatbelt.
My
grandparents
oh
had,
my God.
What had a Toyota that had that.
What a time saver.
In the early
90s. What a time saver. But you know what? Back then, not everybody wearing the seatbelts.
Right.
It was a way of forcing everyone who didn't wear them to wear
them.
Up
until a couple of years ago, I know some people would not regularly wear seatbelts.
Yeah. How'd I get wrinkled?
Yeah, he's afraid of wrinkling the nice clothes.
I would highly suggest seatbelts.
Oh, yeah. After,
personal experience.
Yep.
Yeah.
After your fender bender, that's right.
Dick.
Last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I think it's about 1% more for the flu.
No, it is 10 times more for the coronavirus than it is for the flu.
Oh, really?
Zolak and Bertrand.
I heard that call.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. Fatality rate.
Raging.
More. It's more of a flu. Nope.
Hey, let me give you some stats on this in case you don't know anything.
Yeah.
It's so much better than the flu. You're like, what?
Oh, really?
Oh. Oh, I don't know. Never mind that.
I'm going to go back to that.
That's and by the way, that is a conservative estimate.
The 1%?
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, in Italy, it's approaching 7% because of their older population. Mm. I think it's over 6.5%, closer to 7%. So chew on that for the weekend. How's that sound?
All right.
Seeing more and more districts that are closing for at least 2 weeks.
Hmm. You guys are hanging in there, huh?
I guess so.
You are patriotic.
Yeah, not so patriotic, if you ask me. President will speak at 3 o'clock. Reports are he will declare a national emergency. Felger and Maz coming your way next.
I think Maz is here.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.